this will be the fourth year in a row that we've had the Sligo tournament, and the third year at the Diamond Coast Hotel in Enniscrone.
What do you put its success down to?
The tagline of the event is treating every player like a professional, and that's what I would put the success down to. It's giving every player, regardless of their rating, a premium experience. So every player gets a name placard with their name and their rating and their national flag. They get a branded pen. Every player in the tournament plays on a electronic chessboard, which transmits their games live as they happen over the internet, which is accessible to their friends and family, and also to our Twitch commentators who are able to commentate on their games. So it's not very often that people, non-professionals, can say, hey, look, I'm playing chess, you can watch my game. And also, by the way, you can kind of watch the TV version of the tournament and watch, you know, titled players commenting on my game. So it's about giving that premium experience to everyone, no matter their rating, their level.
Each year, I notice you try to raise the bar around different aspects of the event and its organization. What should we look out for in particular in 2025?
In 2025, the big push, we've pushed the envelope in a lot of ways. And as long as I don't fall back in things like, you know, last year we went 100% DGT smart board. We're going to maintain that this year. But the big thing this year is going to be increasing women's participation. The underrepresentation of women in chess is a big issue. And so we're definitely throwing the kitchen sink at this issue this year. We've created a fund only for the top three women, which I believe is probably a top prize fund for women in weekenders in Europe. There's also grading prizes for women in the other sections. In addition to that, we're continuing our relationship with the Women in Chess Foundation, who, through working with organizations and tournaments, ensure that those events have appropriate processes and methods in place so that if there are any untoward incidents, whether harassment, discrimination, anything like that, that there are things in place that those things get addressed. So we already have a nice, comfortable, friendly environment at the Sligo tournament, but we've also added an extra layer in our code of conduct so that, you know, if there are anything that's you know, not great, that we have things there to take care of that, including Women in Chess Foundation trained advocates who are there to support anyone in any way possible who's had some sort of negative experience. So we hope by, you know, putting some money there, by making the environment comfortable and safe, that and in addition to that, inviting personally writing to lots of female players and invite them over, we hope that we'll get a much bigger female response this year.
Has chess historically been viewed as a male-dominated sport, Craig?
It has. And, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who can speak better than this to me, but certainly, you know, I don't know what the numbers are exactly, but maybe like 5 to 10% of players in the world are women. And obviously, women make up 50% of the population. So this is a criminal underrepresentation of women in sport. And, you know, the reasons behind this, again, I'm no expert, but I think they're widely acknowledged to be primarily social, in the sense that, you know, women can be made to feel uncomfortable and, you know, have to deal with, you know, aggressive behavior or harassment or these types of things. So, you know, and also, it happens from a young age. So, you know, girls being sexualized, you know, commented on, why are you dressing like that? All these sort of social sort of side of things can have a very negative impact on women's participation. So, you know, obviously it's much more in the news, in people's minds these days. And you know, people are making steps to addressing it. But again, maybe 10% of women, 10% of the players in the world are women. So it's still not nearly enough to get anywhere near 50%.
One of the strengths I've noticed of the Sligo Chess Tournament, Craig, in its early infancy, has been that you cater for all ranges of chess levels, whether it's a grandmaster nationally or a keen enthusiast here at home in the Northwest region?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said earlier, you know, this is all about giving the premium experience to everyone wherever they sit in the chess world. So, you know, the grandmaster on board one gets the same treatment as the lowliest the person playing their first ever chess tournament. And, you know, that's through all the things I mentioned earlier, the electronic boards, the name placards, you know, the nice analysis rooms, the free analysis offered by chess.ie, who will be there, who their guy will be, candidate master Adam Collins will be there offering people to analyze their games afterwards. So, you know, it's just about that customer service approach. And hey, look, you know, it's not just the top players getting this treatment, it's everybody. And to be fair, it's not even just the players themselves. I mean, it's families and friends who come along. They can go onto the watch the TV, the Twitch TV show of the tournament, and they can interact with the commentators and say, hey, can you look at this person's game? And, you know, it's not just that. It's also, you know, we offer children's activities because often people come along with their family, you know, their family and their friends, and maybe there's a sibling. Or maybe the young child's playing and you know, the adults have some time on their hands. So we do our best to make activities available to younger kids, but also point adults in the right direction for activities and entertainment in the NSQN area. So, you know, it's about caring for everybody and making sure that everybody, that every stakeholder involved is walking away with an amazing experience.
January 31st to the 2nd of February are the Sligo tournament dates in the Diamond Coast Hotel in Enniscrone. Are you still taking competition entries? And if so, how can people register?
We are. We will be taking registrations probably until the week before the tournament. The price will go up at some point in January. But I think we just cracked the 50% mark. So I think we're around 110 registrations out of 210 maximum. Anyone looking to register and get involved, I recommend going to the website. The website is itsligochesstournament.ie. And all the information about registration, accommodation, travel, it's all going to be on there. And in fact, even if there's an archive section, so you can look at photographs and results from and even games from previous years. So, so yeah, the website should have everything you need and you know, even the email address. If you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to us through the email address if you have any queries.